This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've heard about the radioactive fish, right? Bluefin tuna that have been found off the coast of California carrying radiation from the Fukushima meltdown in Japan all the way across the Pacific Ocean. That's about as far as a quick glance at the headlines will get you, but it turns out there's not all that much to really get worked up about. Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains why.
The news doesn't affect you tuna sandwich eaters.
This is high-end sushi tuna.
Gavin Gibbons is a spokesman for the National Fisheries Institute.
Americans eat about the weight of a few paper clips worth of bluefin every year per capita.
It also doesn't mean anything to those of you who crave spicy tuna rolls.
Nobody would waste their bluefin on that.
Logan Koch is the VP of purchasing for Santa Monica Seafood.
Bluefin tuna typically on the Japanese auctions are some of the most expensive fish ever.
And even for you listeners, and this is public radio, so I know you're out there, even for those of you who love your pricey sushi, the news shouldn't put you off. The level of radiation the researchers found in the bluefin tuna is below safe levels established by the U.S. government. But
we would be advising people to avoid bluefin tuna anyway.
Dr. Tom Pickerel is a researcher at Monterey Bay Aquarium's Seafood Watch. He suggests people avoid the fish because there just aren't that many of them left swimming around, and catching them often involves killing other sea critters. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.